You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
David just killed the music. I don't care. It's sunny. It's a Thursday. So much to do. David's had enough. All right, let's get into it because, people, I have news you can use. That's not the news. No, no, no. The news is much bigger. Much, much bigger. Nope, even bigger. The news is of biblical proportions. See, I have seen the future, people. History has foretold what the future will be. And I am here to tell you something. The Tigers, with their win, which we expected them to beat Houston. I don't know why people were scared of Houston. The Tigers win. Here's the scripture, y'all. Tigers are the fourth team ever to win a playoff series after being at least 10 games out of a playoff spot, at least 110 games deep into the season. And you will say, well, Michael, or Bleephole, depending on your perspective, what does that have to do with this team and what is this news you can use? Well, let me help you. The other three teams that have done it before you, the 2011 St. Louis Cardinals, the 1969 Mets, and the 1964 Cardinals. And once again, you will say, listen, you bearded New York butthole, what does this have to do with our team? And I will tell you, those three teams all went on to win the World Series. You play to win the games. Rico, I want to ask you right now, after, is this something or nothing? It's another way of asking the question, because what I don't want people to do is call the show clutching their chandelier, but then they don't just want to say what's on their mind. If you believe this team's winning the World Series, then damn it, say it with your chest.
I think it's something, because here's the thing that all three of those teams had to do, Mike, and it's what the Tigers did. You started playing playoff baseball in September. You're in that mindset where every game counts. Every game you had to figure out a way to win because you couldn't afford to lose anything and give up any ground. As the Twins were twinning, you had to keep pace, and then you overcame them. So I can see that, because the Cards, you know, they're the World Series champions with the worst record ever. You know, the 69 Mets, the Miracle Mets, like Cards, I have no idea what they were. That was sick. That was before my time. Before,
what are you kidding me? You were a junior in high school in 64. The point I'm making is, can we look back throughout history and look at the three other examples of teams like you, minus the 73 Mets? The 73 Mets had a different qualifying stat. Their stat was about being on August 11th, at least eight games. It was different. But is there something to getting hot at the right time of year? Is there something to momentum, miraculous, magic, whatever it is? And yes, there has to be a level of it that the team's just good. But, guys, this is magical. You know, you had a guy in Andy Ibañez yesterday who hadn't hit a baseball in 2 months. 0-2 count against Josh Hader. He doesn't just get a hit. He clears the bases with a double. You got a guy in Zach McKinstry who hits 170, double. You got pitchers who, look, you can't say it enough. All their numbers in the minors are terrible. They come up here to Mariano Rivera. Look, there's a magic to it. Part of it is this team's good. Part of it is it's magic. Does history give us a window into what we're about to enjoy? Now, I said this yesterday in the postgame show that I still don't understand how I'm a part of. And I said, Tigers in four over the Guardians. I stated my case before the playoffs started.
They're going to lose the game?
Yes.
Okay. All
right. You're right. Tigers in three. Tigers 118, Guardians two. But the point I'm making is there something we can take out of historical context to teams getting hot at the right time? Mm-hmm. We didn't respect Houston, you and I. Win. I don't have a lot of respect for the Guardians because it's a Spider-Man meme. They're kind of like you. And your magic just feels way more relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I told you from the beginning, the only team that I think will stop your ride is the Yankees. Plus, that's radio gold. It's me versus everybody. But does history tell us something? 248-539-9797. Because as we know, again, I mean, factually true, and it's a fun soundbite.
Yeah, history does tell us this, Mike, because, yeah, this...
And shame on David for not adding the other soundbites I wanted. He said you rejected them. I'm not going to bring up why. It's hurtful. We'll continue. It's hurtful, and we'll just continue. And, David, I thought you were on my side.
No, it is hurtful.
We'll continue. I'm leaving it alone. We'll continue.
Okay. David?
No.
You go ahead.
Say
something.
No, there's nothing to say. We are moving on. You're a real problem, David.
No, David's not the problem.
Continue along.
I forgot what I was going to say.
It's okay. Kenny, while Rico thinks, David, does history give us a window into what we're going to see moving forward with this baseball team?
Look, I understand and I get what the stat is saying. Yes, it's wonderful. The Cardinals, what they did in 2011, 1969 Mets. In the 1964 Cards, I get that. But this may be weak, but those teams didn't have to do what the Tigers have to do. There was no wild card round. There was just four teams in the playoffs back then, and it was much easier to get through a couple rounds and do what you need to do.
Why do you have to use facts?
They have a lot more to do.
Those teams had to, especially the Mets, had to come from like,
they did.
Way behind just to finally catch up.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because, David, I do think that this is sustainable because you've learned how to manage every pitch, every bat, because you had to win every game. You just don't forget that all of a sudden. I mean, you saw that just going to Houston. Like, they figured it out. Okay, let's just work this out. Let's get this run. Let's get a run here. Let's bring in this guy to stop these hitters. You've been managing games like this for a month that I do think it puts them in an advantageous spot where – they can continue this.
Yeah, but and I understand why someone calling in would say, yes, this can continue. But this five-game series, that's what it's going to have to be. It's much different from a three-game series against the White Sox, a three-game series against the Rockies, a three-game series in the regular season against the Orioles. It's totally different. Mm-hmm. And I, as a fan, I sit there on the edge of my seat like yesterday when we don't have Scooble on the mound, and I wonder, is every piece going to work the way it needs to again in the playoffs?
Yeah, David, I get it. You've been stealing games. Let's just be for real. When Scooble's not out on the mound, you have been stealing games left and right. A five-game series, to me, is the max. Now, you get to the seven-game series, you're playing the Yankees or the Royals. Now that's where it's going to get problematic because you're going to have to steal a lot of games, especially in New York, under the bright lights of New York City. I don't know if they could do this but they have been so hot. I don't think they can get out of their own way. They're just winning this despite any type of logic. Makes no sense. But the fact that they've been playing playoff baseball for an entire month.
See, now you brought up something that's different. See, now it's a window into, like, me after 24 years in this business. It is very hard for me to put aside pragmatism and not be cynical. And in order to believe in this team, you have to put that aside. You do. I mean, it's no different than the 0-2 A's. Actually, it is. They had three really good starting pitchers. You have one. But the mix and match and the managerial genius of A.J. Hinch, I don't doubt any of those things. I doubt the pieces he has.
Right.
But I said to you starting, what, 2-3 weeks ago, Rico, I'm done trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
They're not slowing down, and neither are the Twins. I think they got a real shot to get in. Once we started to get towards, okay, who are they going to play, what did we say? Give me Houston. They look old. They look tired. They look like the 0-4 Lakers. I think we can get them. What did you do? You got them.
Mm-hmm.
But as you move forward, I happen to agree with Rico, David, is that, look, a 7-game set, much less two of them, mind you, two of them, to win it all, it is very hard for me to get out of my own head and what I know about the sport and go, okay, no problem. This'll just roll. They've got one starter. And all the – look, you saw a couple cracks in this series, whether it was Foley almost blowing game one, whether it was – I know he didn't get hit hard, but things happen. Remember, you've gotten every break now for a month and a half. You almost blew game two. You wonder, okay, as it continues to ratchet up, and I ask more of you more often, that's hard for me. But – and they're just not stopping. So I am not mad at all. I've given you the historical context. If you believe they're winning it all, you have history on your side. The other three teams that have done what you've done, they won it all. Mm-hmm. Now, David used nasty little facts about how there weren't extra rounds in the playoffs. Thanks a lot, preacher poopy pants. But for the rest of us who want to enjoy our Thursday, you tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me.
No, because here's the thing. Unless the Tigers are willing to do something irresponsible with Skubal, I don't see how they can go through not one, but 2 7-game series.
And when Rico says irresponsible, it's the Madison Bumgarner plan or the Randy Johnson Curt Schilling plan with the Diamondback. The idea of pitching him more or aggressive, I don't see it. And I don't want to endanger the future of the franchise. This kid is already at 200 innings when he only pitched 85 last year. Now, if you make this run, all right, we're going to, God willing, get another six good innings here against the Guardians in game two, which is, look, game one, a little bit of a free roll. Game two, as long as you get it, I'm setting up a wild card series where I got 2 out of 3 at home. Mm-hmm. So, again, if he pitches once, maybe twice in that series, you start to add these innings up, before you know it, you're going to be a 230 inning.
Right. He's already got hit by in the right hand twice so far in the last 2 weeks.
Not his pitching hand. We don't care.
Correct. And but then
put an oven mitt on.
But the whole back stiffness, I was like, wait, what just happened here?
Because hydration.
I thought he was angry at the ump. He wouldn't turn around. I'm like, okay, no, there's something really going on here.
If you've ever wanted to hear, not that you'd want to hear this, but if you want to know what it would sound like if Dan Dickerson, his heart stopped live on air. And Dan was like, our sound effect that we like. Oh, no. Oh, no. It was unbelievable. Live on the air. Because at first he's like, ooh, I like this. Ooh, we wanted that call. And then cutscene. Heart stopped.
Yeah.
Moment real. That was actually Dan Dickerson. Live on 97.1. When Skubal cramped up. And then you're like, okay, whatever. It's a Charlie horse. We're going to be okay. 248-539-9797. I want to hear from you guys. Does the historical, is there any relevance to the stat we brought up? And do you actually believe today the sun came up, you're in the ALDS, I don't think anyone's afraid, and you shouldn't be. If you like Vegas betting lines, Guardians minus 120, Tigers even money to win the series. That's as coin flippy as it gets. Mm-hmm. I actually would make you the favorite because you're red hot. I need to see Stephen Kwan in one piece. I also need to see Cleveland's starting pitching show up. Their pen is every bit as good as yours.
Right.
But we'll get to it. All right. Does that sound good? Sounds I missed anything?
No.
All right. David, add the rest of that sound, will you please? Not the ones Rico's worried about. Just keep it going.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.